WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Another local convenience store was the target of a robbery, but this time the man accused of making the attempt walked out of the Sunrise Food Mart on Leonard Road west of Bryan without getting any money, and he was arrested the next day. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the clerk had seen 27-year-old Artemio De Leon come into the store two times earlier that day.
He walks in the door with vinyl gloves on, and it certainly rattled the clerk when he handed her the note. The clerk described that she could read it, but she told the suspect that she didn't have her glasses and she couldn't read. And that just kind of really kind of thwarted the whole thing because he got frustrated and left the store.
Investigators used the store's surveillance video to identify and locate De Leon. Jail records show this is his fourth arrest in the last 12 months and the 14th time since 2004. State lawmakers representing Brazos County are upbeat about what was accomplished in the recently completed legislative session.
Representative John Rainey of Bryan told the Chamber of Commerce audience that one thing done for the owners of small business owners was addressing changes in the franchise tax.
The way that businesses are categorized, some seem to think that they were categorized inappropriately, and their franchise tax has jumped considerably. I think we addressed some of those needs during the session.
Kyle Cassell, representing rural Brazos County and counties to the north and east, asked for support of the proposed constitutional amendment for the state's water plan.
Utilize $2 billion from the Economic Stabilization Fund. How are we going to stabilize this growing economy? If we don't have water for all these folks and businesses moving to Texas, we're going to be in trouble.
Addressing the state budget, Senator Charles Schwartner says 30% is taken up by health care. That's double from 12 years ago.
Everything we talk about, higher ed, education, criminal justice, transportation, you got to realize that because of the squeeze that's occurring with health care costs, the other aspects of the budget are getting the short end of the stick.
You can hear what was said on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
We have two more scam alerts. College Station Police Officer Phil Dorsett says, while you're driving, someone tells you something's wrong with your car.
And what we've been hearing is that they're coming up to the car and explaining that they're a mechanic and that they just so happen to have the part that's needed to fix whatever problem they're observing, kind of trying to keep the driver inside the vehicle so they can't get out and see that there's really nothing wrong with it.
And Atmos Energy has issued a nationwide alert to beware of bogus phone calls demanding payment for past due balances. Atmos spokesman Chase Murphy says you will always be given payment options.
We will offer you by phone. We will offer you using a debit card or a credit card or checking account information. Or we will also remind you that there are authorized payment locations here around town where you can walk in and physically make a payment.
You can check the status of your Atmos account by phone, going online, or visiting an authorized payment location. The feedback was immediate from College Station homeowners who caught wind of an online story about renting their houses to those needing lodging for Aggie Home football games. City Planner Morgan Hester says regulations require homeowners to register as a bed and breakfast.
With a bed and breakfast, the homeowner must reside in the house and be there whenever the guests are there. So if they comply with that, in addition to registering with the state as a business, and registering on our website with the hotel occupancy tax, then everything is fine.
Hester also says there can't be more than four unrelated people staying in a bed and breakfast or a rental house. Complaints will be forwarded to the city's code enforcement office. A link to Hester's blog is on our website at WTAW.com. Tomorrow you can cheer on a current Texas Aggie as she competes on The Price is Right. Danielle Gaucher says the back-to-school episode was recorded in May and will air at 10 tomorrow morning on CBS.
It was so much fun, and I'm actually so glad I went. I almost didn't go because I was in the middle of finals, and I didn't think I really had the time or the money to just go to LA for the weekend. My best friend convinced me, and we went, and it was the best experience of my life. It's probably the most random thing I have ever done.
Gaucher, who previously studied marine biology and hopes to become a manatee nurse, says contestants were chosen for their interests and personalities. She won't say yet how she did, but she is looking forward to her family's reactions, good or bad. And a one-vehicle crash last night killed a Grimes County man 6 miles north of Anderson. 60-year-old David Bebe of Iola was southbound on FM 244 when his truck left the roadway and struck a tree. He was wearing his seatbelt at the time. WTAW News Time is 7:13 at 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
We've huddled up our team, laid out our game plan, and now it's time for the biggest sell of the year. All right, team, ready, break. Score bigger discounts during our kickoff clearance at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're pushing back prices way back on a huge selection of new Chevrolets, from the all-new 2014 Silverados to the all-new Impalas. Pack up your team in a new 2013 Chevy Equinox. Now only $21,599. That's it, $21,599 during our kickoff clearance. Or choose a new 2013 Chevy Cruze for $99 a month. Whoa, only $99 a month. Now that's a game changer, and only at Tom Light Chevrolet in Bryan and online at tomlight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy. Find new roads.
Plus TTML Equinox stock number 53436, MSRP 25015, list 1916 discount and 1500 rebate. Cruise stock number 21201, 36-month lease at 12,000 miles per year with 3840 due at signing, plus TTML with approved credit through Ally Financial. No security deposit, 20 cents per mile overage. See dealer for details.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Take me camping.
Take me camping.
It's almost Labor Day, and there's never been a better time to grab your favorite camper and make a memory that'll last a lifetime. At RV Station in Bryan, our promise to you, the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Folks, you owe it to yourself to shop the pre-Labor Day specials at RV Station in Bryan. Right now, get a brand new 2013 Puma 28 BHS. Folks, this bunkhouse sleeps eight with a slider. Pre-Labor Day sale price, $16,995. Stock number 1546. How about a 2013 Forest River 2702SS. It's a super light, half-ton towable, save gas, just $23,995 at the pre-Labor Day sale. Stock number 1558. Save thousands at RV Station Bryan's pre-Labor Day sale. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, or shop us online at rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Morning, 7:15. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Through today, we'll have periods of clouds and sun with a couple of widely scattered showers and thunderstorms around us as well. The high temperature up between 90 and 95 this afternoon. Now, tonight, the skies become mainly clear. We drop down to 72 to 76, and we'll see sunshine with a few scattered clouds during the day Friday. Afternoon high temperature about 95 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear skies, lower 70s, and sun with a few clouds on Saturday, and again near 95. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The Bombers are the champions of the Texas Collegiate League. Also, A&M football camp still cranking through. We'll get you caught up on special teams this week, or today anyway. And if you're going to the Meet the Aggies event, you will not be able to bring memorabilia. And that's according to A&M. We'll get you caught up on all that more with sports, and we'll do it at 7:50.
Did they hand out T-shirts and caps right away? Did they, like pop bottles of Sprite? Do we know? I mean.
Well, there's a big green bottle on the front page of the sports section of the newspaper that makes it look like they were popping more than Sprite.
Well, okay. Well, yeah, that's fine. That's a good thing.
It may have been cider.
Oh, could have been. That's
it could
right.
have been Perrier.
It could have been. Yeah, any
no,
of
no,
that.
This, the bigger bottle than that.
No, like a ginormous bottle.
No,
of Perrier.
It's just yeah. it would, that would be a huge.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good.
Actually, I take that back. That's on the front page this morning.
No, page, not just the sports section. So, I think we're all pretty much plugged into the idea that you take a job and you let government do it, and they're going to screw it up. Okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let the feds do that, and they just can't do it efficiently. Problem is, there's some things that only the federal government can do, like print money. And if you heard the Hannity update this morning, the U.S. has less than 2 months to go before we're supposed to get these new $100 bills. The October 08 release date...
I'm sorry, I'm in radio. What was that again?
It'd be October 08, like 08.
I meant, what denomination? I've never seen
100. Oh, you never seen that? You've seen pictures. You've watched shows on television where
the
they
Benjamins.
Have $100 bills. Yeah. Anyway, the October the 8th release date is already more than 2 years behind schedule.
Oh.
That's the federal government we know.
Nice.
Delay caused by production problems that persist. New Yorker magazine says the Bureau of Engraving and Printing has hit yet another snag. Per a memo from the Bureau, the country has just two currency printing facilities, and the one in D.C. has had a mashing issue. I love when they use issue. They're having a mashing problem.
Yes.
I wish I could keep my job and be 2 years behind.
Uh-huh. In which the application of too much ink to what the magazine likens to a kid painting outside the lines. So it blurs. Okay. After the first 700 sheets, can't you go, wait a minute,
fix
stop?
The problem?
Yeah, could we hit the little red button and make it go away?
The proverbial, stop the presses.
Exactly.
Don't they make a draft, just one?
No.
Test
because,
copy?
Why would they want to be doing that? No, not at all. I mean, newspapers do that. They run the presses, get the ink spread out. They get it the way they like it, then they start the press run. But again, this is the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. They should know better. The affected bills are, in their words, clearly unacceptable. And internal quality checks apparently missed that.
How?
What else are they supposed to do?
Just stare at a dollar bill all day.
Again, it's the federal government. Maybe
they should call the Eagle because they usually do a pretty good job of making sure it works.
For sure.
They were delivered to the Fed, interspersed with the ones that were printed just fine. So apparently just some of them. So here, let's take the ones that are screwed up and put them in the midst of some good ones and maybe nobody will notice. Now the Fed is sending back 30 million of them and they won't take any more from the D.C. location for now. Okay. And that's going to cost us money to get rid of them. So, meanwhile, the Bureau Director, Larry Felix, has asked the other facility, which is in Fort Worth, to step things up. The Atlantic Magazine does the math and calculates it's a $3.79 million blunder. The bills cost 12 cents apiece to produce, and that'll tack another $12,000 on to destroy them. And it's their only job, you know, is to print money.
Wait, so Fort Worth was doing a good job, and so now they're having to do, take the bulk of the other work?
Exactly, because the other people can't do their work, and that's the government way. Gosh,
Make
I won't do my
it.
Work. Well, it's the, no, I won't do my work, and I'll let somebody else do it for me.
Well, you've done really good, so we're going to give you more.
Yeah, so how many people are they going to lay off in D.C. for having screwed that up? Oh, yeah.
So why are we printing more money anyway?
Oh, what? You expect it to be worth something? Are you gonna play that argument again? You want money to be worth something?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
You know, I don't feel like I could be wrong, but I think most people don't feel like putting all of their money into a wheelbarrow to buy a loaf of bread, old pictures you see from before Germany fell to the Nazis.
Back in the old days, yeah. Well, anyway, no. Everybody wants new, crisp, cheap dollars in their pocket, or $100 bills. Mm. All right, see how you feel about this. The car sounds you think are the engine or mechanical noises might not actually be the sounds your car is making. In general, to improve fuel economy, you want to reduce the engine's RPMs.
Right.
Over the past decades, the auto industry has been doing just that. A vibration rate performance engineer for GM says that in the 90s, a four-cylinder engine cruised at 3,400 RPM. Today, it's below 2,000. But as you reduce the speed of the drive shaft, you lower the frequency of the sound that it's making.
Yep.
So that kind of comes across as a noise that people would think is unpleasant, kind of a groany, moany thing. The car sounds broken. So now many cars, you ready? Turning to fake noises in the car so that the cars sound like, well, cars.
How stupid.
You're right.
They spend millions of dollars. Like Nissan, when they were building one of their new hypercars,
yeah,
spent millions on getting the note tone out of the rear exhaust to be pleasant.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars.
Some sounds in the car, in fact, are completely artificial. That clicking of the turn signal was once an artifact of a mechanical process.
Yep.
That, of course, turned the light on and off. But now...
I think it's still a process in my car.
Well, again, yeah. But most everybody except Kat has an electronic circuit that does that, but it does it quietly. So what they have to do is artificially put that click-click noise in there so that you know that it's on.
And sometimes people still don't realize that it's on. I imagine those are...
To going around the world to the left.
Yep. Still, audible feedback is available, so the car plays an MP3 file on the turn signal over the speakers.
Oh, my gosh.
So the
fancier you have to make everything so complicated.
Well, you don't, but that's what people are used to, see? Now, why can't they...
Because it's the same reason you didn't get a new cell phone, Kat. Change is bad.
That's it. If in fact, they can generate a sound... That sounds like your directional signal going off, then why can't they, after 2 minutes, go, hey, stupid, turn off your blinker?
Mm.
I mean, wouldn't that be the best thing to do?
One would think.
As long as they don't start making commercials come out of the thing just to do it.
That's how we make money, Kat. Be careful. Be careful.
You've probably noticed that your home and auto premiums have been increasing. Hi, this is Andy Nguyen, and at Beal & Nguyen Insurance, we would love to help you save some money. Being an independent agency means that we have multiple carriers to shop in order to find you the best coverage and price. Our staff is ready to help you make sure that your biggest investments are secure. Since 1946, our family-owned agency has been serving the Brazos Valley and beyond. Call us today at 268-1500 or visit us at BealInsurance.com. Beal & Nguyen Insurance, since 1946.
Your home is a canvas. Every room, a potential work of art.
It's my passion.
Come experience a gallery where you are the artist. Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery.
It's where I can see and feel the way I want my home to be right now.
Draw from all the latest appliances, gorgeous sinks and faucets, brilliant lighting, plus product experts that make it easy to turn your home into your statement.
They shared my vision.
Nobody helps homeowners express their inner artist better.
They knew me.
Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery. Masterpieces made here. Get started today in our showroom or at Ferguson.com.
Updating your kitchen? Visit Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting for the best in plumbing, lighting, and appliances from top brands like KitchenAid. Visit our showroom in Bryan at 2410 Osborne Lane. Ferguson, masterpieces made here.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center, and I want to thank you for voting us Best Vein Center again by both the Eagles Reader's Choice and Best of the Brazos. We're the leading authority in the treatment of varicose and spider veins. Continue to trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound to give you an on-the-spot diagnosis and treatment plan. We offer free vein screenings every Friday. Call 696-VEIN for an appointment or check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Good morning. It's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162. A little moderation in the temperatures today. We have a 50-50 chance of showers, as a matter of fact, and a high of only 93. Tonight it'll be 73. And then tomorrow, probably the 90s or so. Tomorrow night, they're telling us 70 will be the low. So pretty pleasant. 20% chance of rain on Friday night and Saturday as well, and we won't be cracking 100 anytime soon. At least it'll be after Tuesday of next week is what they tell us. Winds are out of the east right now at 5 miles an hour, 96% relative humidity, got some clouds, and it's 75.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
How can you get your kids to open up and talk to you? Find out foolproof strategies in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. There are also articles on fun and effective school fundraisers, immunizations, plus a family-friendly fall calendar of events. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs and save $8 on select LED light bulbs now through September 30th after rebate. Located in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman, Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On Monday, Harvard University announced that former L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa be a visiting fellow this fall, or as the Campus Reform website put it, scandal-plagued former L.A. mayor to join Harvard faculty. The article notes the two-term mayor racked up the largest ethics fine in California history. He had to pay the city back $42,000 for failing to disclose the free tickets to sports and entertainment events that he gave away. In 2009, the L.A. Times committed a random act of journalism. They did something newspapers used to do. They investigated. And they found the mayor's daughter, state employee, was earning almost $70,000 a year as a Democrat field rep, though she had no qualifications. Villaraigosa also used almost $500,000 in federal stimulus money to refurbish a yacht that he docked at the port of Los Angeles. He even had a hydroelectric propulsion system installed on that baby. And then there was the Telemundo reporter assigned to cover him. She covered the mayor from head to toe, cost him his marriage. Add to the mix the photos of the mayor and Charlie Sheen partying in Mexico. When asked why they picked Villaraigosa, Harvard wouldn't comment. But isn't it obvious? Obama's busy. Clinton's busy. Who better to teach young Democrats in training how to do it? How to get reelected and get away with it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Paid for by Stansberry & Associates Investment Research.
Hey, Marty.
Yeah?
I heard this rumor that if you say 5 specific words to a bank teller, they might hand you a fistful of silver that's worth $50, maybe $100 or more.
5 secret words, huh?
I'm serious. There's this guy, a former Wall Street banker from the Midwest, who told me about this weird little transaction. He says it's 100% free and available at almost every FDIC-insured bank. But you've got to say 5 specific words.
What are the 5 words?
Hey, I'm next in line. If you want the full details, go to 12retirementsilver.com.
Next.
Hi, do you have any silver barrel bonds?
What's that website again?
It's the number 12retirementsilver.com. You can get the details there. Then just swing by your local bank and see if it works. It doesn't cost anything, and you might walk out with some real hold-in-your-hand silver.
Here you go.
Learn the secret at www.12retirementsilver.com. That's www.12retirementsilver.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit emeraldridgeestates.com. Today.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. This summer's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Luncheon was a recap of the legislative session.
Part of the review was the proposed constitutional amendment to increase highway funding. Senator Charles Schwartner is concerned about the makeup of a select committee that would decide how much money from the rainy day fund goes towards highways.
I voted for transportation, direct appropriation from the rainy day fund as a pay-as-you-go method, which would have appropriated in the Senate budget at least $2.9 billion, which would have saved $3.7 in interest in long term.
Representative Kyle Cassell says he's been working with rural cities in his district to promote highways.
You need to start touting Highway 14, because if you're coming out of Dallas, it's a nice road, it's in good shape, and you get to hit Mahia, Grosbeck, Cossie, Thornton, and Bremont. So it covers about five or six of my favorite little cities.
Representative John Rainey worries about tying additional highway money to revenue from the oil and gas severance tax.
As everybody that lives in Texas knows, all businesses goes up and it comes down. It's been doing that for all of our lives. I expect it's going to go down again at some point. But when that happens, we're not going to have any money to put into transportation.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear more from the lawmakers. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You're not advised to do what a convenience store clerk did to avoid a robbery earlier this week. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the would-be thief walked out in frustration without any money, and he was arrested the next day.
You never know how desperate someone might be, and faced with the frustration that, you know, not being able to carry out that crime, they might have retaliated in some way. So I would certainly worry about doing it that way. In this case, it worked out, and, you know, she was able to thwart the theft.
27-year-old Artemio De Leon is accused of giving a note to the clerk at the Sunrise Food Market on Leonard Road, west of Bryan. Instead of handing over money, the clerk told De Leon she couldn't read the note because she didn't have her glasses. That's when De Leon walked out and was found the next day at his sister's house. With all hotel rooms booked for the A&M football season, College Station homeowners are offering to rent their houses. Following numerous inquiries, city planner Morgan Hester posted a blog saying that game day rentals are not allowed unless the home is registered as a bed and breakfast. Enforcement will be done on a compliant basis.
Let's say, just for example, they have six people that are staying there for the weekend. And, so they're parked on the street, the neighbor can't get to their driveway, they're loud, they can't sleep. So they'll contact us and tell us, hey, I think that the property next door to me is operating as a game day rental. Can y'all do something?
Hester says there's a limit of four unrelated people staying in a rental house and at a bed and breakfast. On our website at WTAW.com is a link to Hester's online story. Don't be bullied by someone calling you demanding you pay an overdue bill. Atmos Energy spokesman Chase Murphy says it's a nationwide scam.
Our representatives will verify all of your account information before proceeding and before they ever take any payment information. We're going to make sure that we're talking to the right person that's on the account before we ever get any identification or any payment information.
Another alert comes from the College Station Police Department. Officer Phil Dorsett says some drivers have been pulled over by so-called mechanics who claim there's something wrong with your car.
It's real important just to realize, you know, these people are good at kind of getting people worked up, and, you know, you're caught off guard. And if something doesn't feel right, never feel bad about either just telling someone to hold on, you know, getting out of that situation if you need to, leaving, or certainly calling us.
Dorsett says they prefer getting a call before any payment is made instead of afterwards. Texas A&M graduate student Danielle Gaucher is keeping a secret, at least until tomorrow. Gaucher recently competed on The Price is Right, and her results will be revealed on air tomorrow morning at 10 on CBS.
My family is just kind of waiting. They think
that I did things, and sometimes I'll say one thing and then I'll say another, and they're really mad at me for not telling them. But my family lives in Boston, so they haven't seen me yet, and I want them to watch it and be surprised, and then they can all call me and yell at me for not telling them.
Coach Shea calls the day-long experience of selection and filming a huge party and says you'll see her and her friends in the center front row. She says she almost didn't go because she was in the middle of finals, but her best friend convinced her to, and it was one of the funnest experiences of her life. And an Iola man was killed last night in a single vehicle crash in Grimes County. 60-year-old David Bebe, who was wearing his seatbelt, was southbound on FM 244 when his truck left the roadway and struck a tree 6 miles north of Anderson. WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 75 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news. Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-221. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215 for all the details.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Through today, we'll have periods of clouds and sun with a couple of widely scattered showers and thunderstorms around us as well. The high temperature up between 90 and 95 this afternoon. Now tonight, the skies become mainly clear. We drop down to 72 to 76, and we'll see sunshine with a few scattered clouds during the day Friday. Afternoon high temperature about 95 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear skies, lower 70s, and sun with a few clouds on Saturday, and again near 95. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The Bombers are the TCL champions
Aggie football has asked that you not bring memorabilia to the Meet the Aggies, and we've also had the first A&M soccer game. All that and more with sports. We'll cover that for you in about 10 minutes.
You know, we've heard about this national security, this NSA thing, this problem that we've got, and we thought we knew it all, but apparently we don't. According to a television preacher who goes by the name of Dr. Chaps.
Dr. Chaps?
Dr. Chaps. His real name is Gordon Klinkenschmidt, thus Dr. Chaps. Anyway, Dr. Chaps tells us that the real reason that the White House is getting all this problem and they're doing the search and in season is because President Obama is possessed by demons. Possessed by demons. Yeah, I want to let you know. He explained yesterday there's a satanic evil spirit hiding and that secrecy that's behind the NSA program, just like they're demons and the president. So, oh, also, by the way, do you remember Derek Hayes, who was the track kid from Columbus, Texas, who was disqualified?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, the reason was because of a gesture that he made after crossing the finish line in track meet.
Thanking.
Well, and that's what the story was, thanking God for his victory.
Right, not celebrating.
No, but in fact, and after it was investigated by the UIL, he was in fact celebrating and was confronted by a judge on the track afterwards about what he said, and all it says is that Derek Hayes responded in a disrespectful manner. So, don't know what that meant. This guy then went to the track referee, and they disqualified him. And it got to the point they investigated, to the point that Derek Hayes' parents wrote a letter and said it wasn't because of any kind of a religious thing that he did that caused him to get disqualified. So they agreed with the UIL. But if you listen to Dr. Chaps, the problem is that apparently the demons also had possessed the high school track judges too. So apparently the demons are out there busy. So if anything happens.
So like the water boy, it sounds like everybody had the devil.
Everybody is. So
everybody got the devil in them.
Just want to let you know that that's going to happen. Techies expecting a few changes when the new Apple iPhone is unveiled next month. USA Today reports that because there are so many improvements to the iPhone, when the current model was released, that the iPhone 5S will probably only boast a faster processor, improved camera, and more storage. They've already got, in other words, all the bells and whistles you could ever want. Maybe not. Hey, Kat, you want a Bentley purse?
Not really.
You want a Porsche purse?
No.
Okay. Why? The Bentley bag. Well, because they're out there now.
Oh, yeah?
Luxury car makers getting in the purse business. Well, actually, they're just putting their name on it.
I don't know. Bentley has great leather.
Yeah.
And they go, like, they spend, uh-huh, long and short, they won't take cows.
Oh.
Because they have stretch marks. They only use bulls. Because cows, after giving birth, the leather's not as good.
Interesting.
Well,
so they go a long way in making sure they have absolutely the perfect leather for their...
Would you want to pay $5,500 to $7,000 for a bag, though?
Uh-huh. No!
Yeah,
I'd be interested in a Firebird purse.
What's the Firebird, like...
Like a Trans Am Firebird, 1975 gold edition.
We could probably get one of those made for you.
Firebird painted on the hood and on every individual hubcap.
That is a Jeff Foxworthy bit if I have ever heard one.
What's that machine that you can get that'll put those studs on your jeans?
You know? Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know?
Are you talking about grommets?
Well, no, not the grommets. These
bedazzler.
But that's it, a bedazzler. We'll get a bedazzler, and then we'll get. Thank you for coming up with that. And then we'll get a Firebird logo and a bedazzler, and we'll just pop that onto a purse.
I'd use it.
All right. Well, you pick out the purse. We'll get a bedazzler and find some kind of a Firebird.
Keep Brian broadcasting, looking good.
Hey, yeah.
Scott.
Huh?
I believe we found a Christmas present.
That's it. Oh, I mean, gosh. You know, with 3D printing now, you can do almost anything. Hello?
Does Kat have a mullet?
No.
Yeah, they call me Kat McMullet.
Oh, very. I like that. Yeah. I don't know. It all depends. Every once in a while, she's the flower child, and then every once in a while, she's got her AK-47 out. It's just hard to know sometimes.
I was just thinking to you and I, a couple beers and a bedazzler.
I'm telling you.
That
is
going to be a purse.
Stand Trouble. Still. Here, wait. Put it right there. Yeah, here. Let's put another one right there. Yeah, we could have fun with that.
I also
that.
Like 1969 Stingrays.
Okay.
That's my other favorite.
All right, well. It's easier to probably find that other, so we'll work on that.
Cat McMullen, Birkenstocks and guns.
Exactly right. Could this be next summer's next big calorie-loaded fair food? Take a basket of sweet potato fries. They're sweet and crunchy and delicious all on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, there's always a way that you can add some basic staples there.
I thought you were going to say calories.
Oh, no, no, no. Smother the fries in marshmallow cream.
Oh, yes, sir.
And then top it off with crumbles of...
bacon?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I just had some bacon.
Yeah.
Anybody ever had bacon before?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, oh my man. Greasy lover, bacon.
Yeah.
It's the best. You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon.
That's right.
If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
That's right. So the catering company Global Gourmet Catering served up this tasty concoction at the San Francisco Music Festival over the weekend. And see how that works out.
Oh, that's got to be good.
Well, you know, if you like those sweet tater fries, that's for sure. Officials in Russia's Siberian region say a national park has cleared a path to a cave reputed to be the home of Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah?
Shrosky National Park. See, the Russians think they've got everything over there. Shrosky National Park. Say that they reported a sighting back in 2008. So they have cleared a path to this cave rumored to be the legendary creature's home. Volunteers at the park cleared 11 miles of trail, adorned the cave with tables and chairs, and a welcoming banner for tourists visiting Bigfoot. Have they got some of that beef jerky there? You know?
Pemmican.
Yeah, that's it. That stuff. Well, and that's the other thing. Okay, so now what are they going to do? They're gonna tell us this is where the cave is, where the Sasquatch lives, or Bigfoot. And then they're going to have Pooty Poot go up in there? And like maybe arm wrestle? Yeah, that's the sound of the Sasquatch. We know it's real, don't we?
Absolutely.
Because we've got audio of it.
I found it on YouTube. It's got to be real.
Of course it does.
Sounds a lot like a little toy volcano my brother used to have where you would press the center and it would make dinosaur sounds.
Well, it does kind of sound like a dinosaur. That's true. Hello?
I heard yesterday afternoon they're shooting a movie about Bigfoot up in Mineola.
Are they?
Really?
In Mineola. Okay, thanks. Wow. Huh. They've been leaving jerky droppings up there. I've been picking them up. I'm not sure. All right, here you go. The same Orange County Taco Bell, Orange County, California Taco Bell location that first introduced the world's great-tasting waffle taco back in May. Currently testing a new one. This will be chicken and waffle and very berry.
Ugh.
You don't like that?
I don't like chicken and waffles.
I don't get... Can't you just buy those potato chips and they taste like chicken and waffles, don't they?
From what I understand, they taste like bullets.
Hello?
Hello, how are you this morning?
Well, it's almost Friday. We're doing well.
That's great.
Yep.
I'd like to know how you guys know what a dinosaur sounds like.
Yeah, that's a good question. Cat?
Because I told you it was a toy.
Oh, it was a toy.
Volcano, and you pressed it.
That we think that's what it sounds like. Hello?
You guys never cease to amaze.
Thanks.
You know what dinosaurs sound like.
Yeah, that's it. There you go.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit Childs Dermatology.
You may have heard about the mom in Manhattan who enrolled her daughter in an elite preschool to the tune of $19,000 a year. But the school didn't meet her expectations, and after only 3 weeks, she took her daughter out and filed a lawsuit claiming the preschool had jeopardized her daughter's chances of getting into an Ivy League school. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Now, I know what you're thinking. How can 3 weeks in preschool, any preschool, be an indicator of what kind of college your child is going to attend? And for that matter, is it really healthy to obsess over questions like this when your child's only four? How can a kid be a kid when her parents are paying $19,000 a year to a preschool that promises to prepare her for Harvard? Well, it's easy to be critical of the mom in this story, but if we're honest, all of us as parents struggle with this. I know I've done it with my own two boys with football, basketball, and baseball. We want our kids to have opportunities. We enroll them in all kinds of programs and activities. We place all kinds of expectations on them, and if we're not careful, we find ourselves planning out their lives years in advance. Certainly, as moms and dads, we need to offer our kids guidance and seek opportunities to help them succeed. But there's also wisdom in living one day at a time and letting them develop their own interests, talents, and abilities without us imposing our agenda. Kids need parents, not micromanagers. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here. Being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Besco Custom Jewelers. It's 7:52. The Brazos Valley Bombers jumped off to a quick start, putting one up in the first inning, but the Victoria Generals quickly struck back, going to 5-1. Bombers came roaring back to 7-5, but the Generals kept threatening into the later innings, and the Bombers finally held their composure and shut down the Generals in the ninth, winning the 2013 Texas Collegiate League Championship for the first time in franchise history. Congratulations to them. As we head deeper into Aggie football camp, we took a chance to stop with special teams coach yesterday after practice. Now, the special team's not exactly the strong suit for A&M last year, but Coach Jeff Banks thinks it might be a little better this year.
Confident about this group, but we do have a lot of specialists that haven't played. That's my challenge, is how do I do that in practice? How do we do that as a staff, put these guys in position without getting them hurt live? But until the Rice game, it's going to be hard for me to be completely confident until I see it in action. But we got some guys, and we're only going to get better. I know that. I know once Rice comes and they get their feet wet and they start getting some experience, we're going to have a good season on special teams.
And speaking of getting some experience, there'll be a scrimmage this weekend, Saturday specifically. Kickoff at 6 o'clock for that. If you'd like to go, it is open to the public. A&M is being extremely cautious when giving fans autographs. In a statement released yesterday, the Aggies announced that players and coaches will not sign any memorabilia for fans attending the Meet the Aggies event on the 24th. Instead, the only autographs allowed will be on specially provided autographed cards. Quote, in order to accommodate as many fans as possible, all other items must be left at the door. For example, helmets, footballs, jerseys, and photos will not be allowed into the Gilman Indoor Track Complex. The new policy comes in light of the NCAA investigation into Johnny Football that he was being paid to sign autographs. A&M has also said players and coaches would remain seated at the event and would not pose for photos. The number 12 Texas A&M soccer team played UC Irvine to a 0-0 draw in their first exhibition match last night. The Aggies were unable to claim the victory despite registering substantial advantages in shots, shots on goal, and corner kicks. Next action for the ladies is Saturday at 7:30. They'll have the maroon and white game here in town. And in Major League Baseball last night for the Astros.
That's hit high in the air, pretty deep to left center. Cespedes is going back on the warning track, and that ball hit off the top of the fence. Coming in to score now is Altuve. He will come in. Corcoran is tagged out as the Astros take the lead on Carlos's RBI double.
Now, that happened in the 11th inning to list Astros to a 2-1 victory over the Oakland Athletics. Chris Carter homered, and Jonathan Villar added two hits for the Astros. Houston has won the first two games of this series after dropping 11 of 12 to the division rivals, and this has helped the Rangers and put them in the lead of the AL West. Speaking of the Rangers.
Swing and a line drive left field, base hit. Profar in to score. Baker being waved around third. Here comes the throw. It's cut at third. Baker scores, and the Rangers lead 5-4.
Rangers rallied from three runs down in the seventh inning to beat the Milwaukee Brewers 5-4. The AL West leading Rangers were trailing after six before the rally started in the seventh. The Brewers had snapped the Rangers' season-high eight-game winning streak back on Tuesday and make it 12 straight international victories for the U.S. soccer team.
Josie Altidore, the hat trick! Josie Altidore having one of the games of his life for the United States. Three goals in this second half.
U.S. men beat Bosnia-Herzegovina 4-3 in Sarajevo. In NFL action, Arapahoe County, Colorado, the undersheriff there, David Walter, told NFL.com that former A&M linebacker Von Miller was arrested Sunday on failure to appear warrants. Miller quickly was released on $1,000 bond. He reportedly was scheduled for an arraignment on December 31st, and the arrest warrant was issued on the 2nd of January. The talented pass rusher is also facing four-game suspension for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. NFL.com's Ian Rappaport previously reported that Miller's appeal had been scheduled for mid-August, and the Denver Post said that linebacker will miss today's training camp practice for a meeting regarding his appeal. For the seventh straight year, the Dallas Cowboys, with a value of $2.3 billion, are atop Forbes' annual list of NFL's most valuable franchises. The Cowboys are worth an estimated $500 million more than number two, which is New England, a team that's valued at $1.8 billion. Number three is the Washington Redskins, followed by the New York Giants, and number five is the Houston Texans. Texans are worth $1.45 billion. And finally, a bit of a scare in NFL training camp yesterday, an MRI on the left knee of New England Patriot quarterback Tom Brady, who went down after an incomplete pass when they were doing 11-on-11 drills with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, came back negative as he is considered now day-to-day. That's a source with knowledge to ESPN of the situation. And that's been a look at your sports. It's brought to you by Besco Custom Jewelers, Texas made and Texas proud. For more, go to BescoJewelers.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Besco Custom Jewelers, where your money pays for what you're buying, not for where you're buying it. Brett Edmondson of Besco has been making custom jewelry in the Brazos Valley for the past 29 years. Besco Custom Jewelers operates as a professional jeweler, not jewelry store, specializing in design, restoration, and repair of platinum, gold, and silver jewelry. Brett would like to be your jeweler to earn your trust, whether it's a simple refinishing, ring sizing, or a special custom piece to mark life's special milestones. Besco Custom Jewelers, 764-8558, or click BescoJewelers.com.
We've huddled up our team, laid out our game plan, and now it's time for the biggest sell of the year. All right, team, ready, break. Score bigger discounts during our kickoff clearance at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're pushing back prices way back on a huge selection of new Chevrolets, from the all-new 2014 Silverados to the all-new Impalas. Pack up your team in a new 2013 Chevy Equinox. Now only $21,599. That's it, $21,599 during our kickoff clearance. Or choose a new 2013 Chevy Cruze for $99 a month. Whoa, only $99 a month. Now that's a game changer, and only at Tom Light Chevrolet in Bryan and online at tomlight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy. Find new roads.
Plus TTNL Equinox stock number 53436, MSRP 25015, less 1916 discount and 1500 rebate. Cruise stock number 21201, 36-month lease at 12,000 miles per year with 3840 due at signing, plus TTNL with approved credit through Ally Financial. No security deposit, 20 cents per mile overage. See dealer for details.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about a minute till. Got a 50% chance of showers today, so that'll be kind of pleasant if that happens. Every once in a while, Florida doesn't have all the weird people. Do we know about Larry Brischke? Have you heard about him?
No,
Larry's
what
40 years old. He's covered himself in over 1,000 leopard spot tattoos and changed his name to Larry DeLeopard. Larry DeLeopard. Yep.
Larry's a dork.
He lives in Texas. I don't know exactly. exactly where. Anyway. Oh, wait, here it is. He lives in Austin.
Oh.
He